Hi, I'm Cody Sanchez, the author of Main Street Millionaire. Do you know the real way most rich people get wealthy? It's not from getting a bigger paycheck or saving more for retirement or even working harder. Rich people build wealth by owning businesses that pay them daily. 60% of all millionaires own a business. And right now may be the best time for us to do this too. So today I want to share 5 big ideas from my book. These ideas will show you how to become a Main Street Millionaire and take control of your future. It's not easy, but I do think it's worth it. Insight number one, your salary will never set you free. A salary feels safe. You get paid every 2 weeks. It seems like you're in control, but that's not always true. 519 tech companies had layoffs of more than 196,000 people in 2024. Most people think they'll save their way to freedom, but it would take you roughly 14 years at $200,000 a year in gross income to become a millionaire. Not bad by the age of 45, but that means that if you're living in a major city, you're living like a 25-year-old in the process. You need income that works for you. That's why ownership matters. It's the only way to build real, lasting wealth. Wealth comes from owning something. It's from having equity. It doesn't mean you have to own the whole business, but it does mean that you have to become valuable enough to own part of it or to invest alongside others. It will be hard. It will challenge you, but it is worth it. Eventually, after years of work, your business won't be reliant on you. And if you do it right, you can own a business that earns enough cash flow for you to pay someone else to operate it. But you won't be there on day one. Insight number two, the secret to wealth is in boring businesses. When people think about getting rich, they think about new ideas. They dream about starting the next big thing. They think startups, crypto, rental properties. Maybe that's you. Or maybe you're like me and never had the idea for the next Facebook. I found the real money is in boring businesses, at least for me. Laundromats, car washes, plumbing companies, HVAC services. Not flashy, but steady. People always need them. And they've been around for years, what's called the Lindy effect. They're also more simple to run in many ways. You don't have to guess if it will make you money, you just need to not F it up. Most of these businesses are owned by older people. A lot of these people are ready to retire. They're looking for someone to buy them out. That's where the opportunity may lie. Insight three, buying is better than building. Starting a business is hard. You have to come up with an idea, then you have to find customers, set up systems, and hope you don't run out of money. Most new businesses fail 90% of the time in the first 10 years. Buying a business is interesting because it's already making money, it has customers, employees, and systems in place, and you can skip the hardest part, which is actually figuring out if people want what you're selling. Now, it's not easy. You can absolutely fail, but instead of starting from zero, you can start with cash flow. You can focus on growing the business, not building it. I won't say it's easier, but I will say 5 to 25% of SBA loans for small business purchases fail. That means there's a 95 to 75% success rate. I like those odds. If it's up to me, I buy, then I build. Insight four, you don't need a lot of money to buy a business. Most people think buying a business costs a fortune. It can, but it doesn't have to. There are ways to buy businesses without spending a lot of your own money, diversifying your investor and risk base. There is no such thing as a free lunch, but I wish someone had told me these options sooner. One way is seller financing. This means the owner lets you pay for the business over time. You use the money the business makes to pay them back. Another way is using a loan. The Small Business Administration offers loans just for buying businesses. The best part? You don't have to use your own money. The business makes money and is part of the loan process. You just need to know how to structure the deal. Insight number five, small businesses need new owners. America is losing its small businesses. Millions of baby boomers are retiring. They own businesses that make money, but they don't have someone to take over. In fact, more than 60% of all small businesses are owned by baby boomers. They ain't getting any younger. Many of these businesses are too small for PE to buy. The owner may not even think they are sellable assets, but they could be perfect for people like you. They're in every town, ready to be taken over and grown. Just ask the owner. Now, here's the bad news. If no one buys these businesses, they will close. People will lose jobs and the services they rely on. That's why Japan created a multi-billion dollar effort to help citizens buy these businesses. Main Street businesses are the heart and soul of communities and the backbone of our economy. That's why keeping these businesses alive matters. It's not just about making you money. It's about keeping our cities strong and preserving our communities. It's about helping you and your family become financially free right alongside it. It's about saving Main Street. All right, these are the 5 ideas that can change your life and maybe even change our communities. The opportunity is right in front of you. It's time to at least learn. It's time to become a Main Street millionaire.